All right, some NFL conversation to dive into here on a Buck Off Thursday edition of the program. Aaron Rodgers, he talked about it. Had a press conference yesterday in the Steel City, and he said that the 2026 season will be his last.
I wonder if he can last that whole season. That's the deal.
He lasted all last season, didn't he?
Yeah, until he got to Houston, I put him on his back so often. I just don't know. I don't know at that age if he gets a little bit better or he gets a little bit worse. I got to believe for Aaron Rodgers, that's a tough division that he's playing in right now. And they won the division last year. People keep thinking about, can they survive? They won it last year. The hell did they do? Have 9 wins to win that division?
I think they got to 10 last year.
Jeez.
In the regular season. And like you said, I mean, they got embarrassed at home by Houston in that wild card game. And Aaron Rodgers looked like a 62-year-old, not a 43-year-old out there. But he did stay healthy over the course of the season. He did do enough to lead Pittsburgh to the postseason. And I thought he played pretty well. Again, it's not prime Aaron Rodgers that was out there by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought it was a nice bounce back after some of the previous years that he had. Obviously, that experiment with the Jets was a total disaster, as it typically is for any quarterback who tries to play for the Jets. But again, I thought he was solid last year and was a big part of why Pittsburgh ended up making the postseason. So are the Steelers going to win a Super Bowl this year with Aaron Rodgers? No, but are they going to probably be competitive again and up for grabs AFC North? I don't think that's out of the question at all.
No, it's not. I don't think it's out of the question, but Joe Burrow said they're going to be better.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should be
better.
Yeah, but
he's been hurt the last two. Every time he says he's going to be better,
you're calling out Aaron Rodgers for getting hurt. You should be calling out Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Like the other two quarterbacks in that division are the ones who are constantly injured, not Rodgers.
Yeah, when Joe Burrow tells me how this is the best team he's ever had since he's been there, I'm thinking, what about your foot, dude? You're going to break your ankle, you know, getting out of the car or something this year? Can you stay healthy? That would help a lot if you stayed healthy.
I mean, he's had ACLs, he's had toe issues, ankle issues, foot problems, wrist problems. He ruptured his appendix one time. And the guy has had every injury that you could possibly have. And we'll see. I mean, the Bengals did make a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They lost to the Rams, but if Joe Burrow is right, and this is the most talented team he's had in Cincinnati, then maybe they've got a shot to make some noise. I still feel like people pick the Bengals to do well every year because we know Burrow's great when he's actually on the field.
And they always pick the Ravens to do well, but Lamar Jackson finds a way to peter out when the playoffs come, if they even get to the playoffs.
Well, he gets hurt a lot too. That's been his big issue in recent years. So obviously his style of play, I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete, but he takes a lot of hits with how often he takes off and runs. So can he be more durable is a big question for them too.
Now, I don't know if it was Michael Wilbon I heard talk about him, but I'll just say this. I have noticed that his speed is a little bit different. Remember, he used to run away from guys? He doesn't pull away like you get a couple of hits if that's, you know, what kind of quarterback you are. After a couple of years, you're not quite as quick as you were like 3 years before. You don't keep that same, you know, quick twitch. They knock that quick twitch out of you, you know?
Maybe it's just aging a little bit for Lamar Jackson. He's been in the league for 8 years, so he's getting a little bit older. Maybe that's a part of it, but I don't know. I still think he
– You don't run like you did when you were 22, I don't believe. Or maybe you do run about the same.
I went from slow to slower, so I guess you're right. I guess it's probably not as fast as I used to be, but I don't know. I still think Lamar Jackson's really good. But, his rushing numbers last year took a big step back. And, again, part of it was injury-related. But we'll see. I mean, the AFC North's going to be interesting. You know, with Aaron Rodgers, real quick, it's so funny. It's classic Aaron Rodgers, right? It's not just that one quote where he says, no, this was my last year. He's got to add the drama always. And he said that when Mike Tomlin announced that he was stepping away, it was an emotional moment. Because we all love him so much and care about him so much. And I thought that was probably it for me. But when the decision was made to hire Mike, I started opening my mind up to come back.
The refrigerator opened up and I said, hey, me and my eating buddy are back together.
Oh, my God. Well, it's funny because Aaron Rodgers seemingly was the guy who wanted McCarthy out of town towards the end of their Packers tenure. And it felt like a divorce where Green Bay is like, all right, we're choosing Rodgers. We're letting McCarthy go. We're choosing the quarterback. And yeah, there's all sorts of beef between those two, and everybody knew about it. And now it's, oh man, once they decided to hire Mike McCarthy, I knew I wanted to come back.
Yeah, what's that emotional thing about him talking about Tomlin? Like, I mean, how close were those dudes?
They were together for 1 year, Buck, so they were incredibly close.
Wow.
You got to be. So that's one storyline in the NFL. How about this? I mean, the jokes just write themselves, dude. So we've spent a lot of time, and every radio show has spent a lot of time talking about Georgia's driving issues.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. That's nothing. That is unbelievable.
In the Kirby Smart era. Well, those driving problems don't stop once you leave Georgia. Apparently, they continue in the NFL as well. Former Georgia and current Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Nolan Smith was recently arrested in the state of Georgia, funny enough,
yes,
accused of speeding and reckless driving. He was clocked going 135 in a 70.
Fast cars, fast players. Welcome to Georgia.
I mean, it is unbelievable. They cannot
Georgia Road. What's the deal about Georgia roads? Are they like five-lane highways or something? Are they drag racing? Are they not like little back country roads? They big roads, long straightaways. What the hell is up with that place?
I don't know. It should be the Georgia Hellcats instead of the Georgia Bulldogs these days. You could take a man out of Georgia, but you can't take the Georgia out of the man, I guess, in the case of Nolan Smith. Yep. Arrested, mugshots out there. And I don't know, you know, we spend a lot of time as college sports fans talking about the best rivalries in sports. No, a lot of us make the case that it's Texas OU. Obviously, the Lone Star Showdown's great. You might think it's Ohio State, Michigan, or Duke, Carolina in basketball. But the biggest rivalry in college football or in college sports right now is Georgia football against Clark County PD.
Boy, they're having some problems there.
I mean, that's just nonstop. Those two, they're duking it out all the time. You know, Texas and OU only play once a year in football, but Georgia goes up against the Athens-Clark County PD once a week?
They're not running moonshine, are they? They're just driving, just driving fast.
I mean, it feels like, what, 19 times out of 20, it's a driving incident? Could be worse. Oh, but it never ends, dude. It never ends.
Yeah, they shouldn't get their license till they're 21 there.
How about Uber? Why don't they have an NIL deal with Uber or Waymo? You know, put like a patch on their jersey and just give everybody.
They get into the pros and they're making money and they really can't get it. They still don't know what to do.
Yeah, stop giving out cars to Georgia football players, I think.
Goodness.
Couple of other storylines. Speaking of NFL players being in trouble, Rashee Rice, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, was sentenced to 30 days in jail earlier this week. He tested positive for marijuana in violation of his probation. Remember, he had a driving incident. He got in a bad crash in Dallas a couple of years ago, kind of a hit-and-run situation, and he's been on probation because of that. He failed a drug test, and now he is going to jail for 30 days.
Hey, dude, please, like the night before you get ready to be tested, don't smoke a half pound of weed. They will catch you. You're going to get caught.
I need to make this a drop again. Stephen A. Smith saying, stay off the weed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like nowadays, you're allowed to do it a lot more in the NFL than you used to be. But when you're on probation for a third-degree felony of racing and causing bodily injury, maybe.
And you've missed a year of football just about.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. He's going to miss OTAs and minicamp while he is in jail.
Oh, yeah, because he's going for 30 days, right?
Yep, 30 days. We will see. I mean, last year you said it. He was suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. We'll see if there's another suspension levied on top of it. But
they can't just let that go. If they gave him 6 games, they're not gonna then say, okay, you're okay, you've served your penance. No, they're probably gonna give him 2 to 3.
Well, the headline looks worse than the crime, right? Like, guy's going to jail for 30 days. That's bad. That feels like a violation of a conduct policy. And then you look at the crime, it's like, oh, he smoked weed.
So, yeah, that's yeah.
I mean, again, it was during probation, but it's not like NFL probation where he failed a drug test.
It the one that really the regular law doesn't mean anything. It's the NFL law that means it.
So I don't know. Maybe he does get suspended. Maybe you are right. And then last but not least, our final NFL headline. It feels laughable calling this a headline. But eight teams began OTAs on Monday. The Cowboys and Texans are not part of that eight. But one of the biggest storylines from one of those eight teams is out in Arizona. And Jacoby Brissett is not present because he is looking for a raise in 2026.
Backup guy wants it all now, huh?
Well, I think he's the starter.
Well, yeah, he is the starter now, yeah.
His little Kyler Murray is with your Minnesota Vikings. And, I mean, look, Arizona was bad this past year. They had a top three pick. I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL again this year. They could be in the Arch Manning sweepstakes. You're in rough shape as an NFL franchise if Jacoby Brissett is your starting quarterback. You're in really rough shape when Jacoby Brissett is your starter and he's holding out.
Yeah, and he doesn't show. He's a no-show.
I mean, the guy stinks. He's 2-15 in his last 17 games as a starter. He's a backup. He is a backup.
Absolutely.
And he's holding you hostage for more money. That is what do you do? You gonna pay him?
They're gonna give in to him. Somebody's gotta be the quarterback.
Yeah, but like
who else do they have that's gonna stink for them anyway?
Well, they drafted Carson Beck in the third round this year. So I'm just saying, hey, Carson Beck, let's see what you have for 17 games. They've got Gardner Minshew too. It's like I'm telling Jacoby Brissett, dude, get out. Like we're not paying you. We don't care if you show up or not.
We're gonna stink with or without you.
You are not good enough to hold out. And if he's the best quarterback on the team, they shouldn't be playing him anyways because they should be trying to lose to get a high draft pick.
Yeah, you can't hold out on us. We're not gonna have that. We're gonna start Carson Beck, our third round pick. And we're going to lose just like we would if you were the coach, right?
Yeah. If I'm the GM and Jacoby Brissett's agent is calling me up and he's like, yeah, my client's not going to show up today. He wants more money. I'm laughing. I wouldn't be able to take it. I think it's like a prank call. Hey, how'd you get this number? Delete this number and never call back. It's probably what I would say.
He's holding out for probably about 8 to 10 million more, right?
I hope it's 8 to 10,000 because I'm not even sure I'd give him that, but it better not be million.
That's the first thing that came to my mind was 8 to 10,000 and not 8 to 10 million because they're not going to give him that.
He's 33, 2-15 in his last 17 as a starter. I mean, this guy, what does he think? He Patrick Mahomes or something?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you at least 6 more Hat Creek Burger Company cards.
He's not worth that.
He's not worth 6 Hat Creek
Burger Company. No, give those to me.
What?
Yeah, I want the hack. You got Hat Creek cards? Give them to me. Don't give them to Jacoby Brissett.
He needs that. Brissett needs that. I mean, you can give him $25 gift cards. 6 of them? Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't think they have Hat Creek in Arizona. But, Hat Creek too good for him.
You can't be throwing Carson Beck in there. Your fan base got to have something. They got to have Brissett.
Well, throw Gardner Minshew in there then. They signed him.
That's true. He's been on every NFL team there is.
Just throw him out there and you'll be fine. So there you go.
There's nothing they can do with Gardner Minshew. There's nothing, I mean, that hasn't been said about him and the mustache and whatever bit that he comes with. They're all done. Those bits are all done with him.
Well, I mean, it's going to be the least intriguing quarterback competition of all time.
Yes.
Kobe Brissett, Gardner Minshew, and Carson Beck.
Where's little Hans Pickett? He should join that group.
It'd make it even less intriguing somehow if that guy wasn't part of it. I mean, I'm mad at us for talking about this for 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Just, I saw that headline, and again, I couldn't help but laugh. Like, Jacoby Brissett is holding out for more money. Where are we at in the NFL today?
Oh, my God.
So there you go. There's your NFL chatter. All right, we will shift gears here. Let's get into some Longhorn baseball conversation. We will have a local show, I believe, tomorrow. I don't know. Do we want a 4-day weekend tomorrow?
We truly do.
Have we earned a 4-day weekend? Should we let our audience?
I'm I'm still recuperating. Hey, by the way, buck on to all you folks for the 25th annual Mullet Open. I didn't give everybody a big buck on, but thanks to everybody that came out, all the sponsors, you, BK, putting it into it, you know, Harge and Mark Henry for showing up that day. They didn't have to do that. They came out. Appreciate them. Hey, my Starbucks ladies, thank you for showing up and showing out big. Everybody over at the Lost Pines, the golf club, the hotel, the whole works, thank you. That was tremendous. I appreciate that. Yeah, we need a damn four-day weekend.
All right. It's decided.
Nice. Just like that. Nice. Just sleep in tomorrow morning.
Sleep in tomorrow morning, sir. Ask and ye shall receive.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we should give away a Cabo Bob's gift card. Maybe that'll help the people forgive us.
There you go.
Giving away a $50 Cabo Bob's gift card today. Go to text line 512-222-9328. That's 512-BABY-FAT. Send us any text on the Coda text line, and you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card from our great friends at Cabo Bob's.
If we ain't working, the randomizer needs to work.
The randomizer will be putting in work before we wrap things up at the top of the hour.
Sweet.
All right, let's talk a little Texas baseball, Buck. The Longhorns will play their first SEC tournament game tomorrow afternoon in Hoover, Alabama, weather permitting. There's currently a 100% chance of rain tomorrow in Hoover. So we will see if this game starts on time. It's supposed to start at 3. Hopefully this game is played at some point tomorrow. But yeah, Texas will take on Arkansas. The Razorbacks took down Tennessee yesterday.
I'd like to see the way they were hitting the ball last night, yesterday. I'd like to see that.
They hit 4 moonshots.
Yeah, they did.
Not just 4 home runs, but like 4 monster blasts to get by Tennessee. Obviously, the Longhorns and Razorbacks did not play during the regular season. They played last year in the regular season in Fayetteville. Things did not go well for Texas. The Longhorns were swept. I've been talking to some Arkansas people over the last 12 hours or so. They tell me that this is not the same Arkansas team that they had in 2025, but they are still very good. They still are very likely going to be a regional host. They won't be a top 8 seed, but they'll probably be in that 9-16 range, and they are dangerous. They won their last 4 SEC series going in to the conference tournament. And again, they took down a Tennessee team that took down Texas 2 out of 3 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And then let me tell you something, where they had some jacked up looking players. Are they all wearing like mediums or baby smalls or whatever in those unis? Those guys look jacked up. Like I said, they knocked the ball out of the park.
They're going with the schmedium bit, huh?
Is that what Arkansas baseball is about, schmediums?
Not steroids. You're just accusing them of wearing shirts that are too small.
I'm not going to accuse anybody of doing roids, but they looked awful jacked up to me. Those balls were flying out of that place.
They were flying out of that place. And they're going to throw their best pitcher tomorrow, a starter who is very likely going to be a first-round pick in this summer's MLB draft. So we'll see how Texas responds. Jim Schlossnagel this morning on The Zone said that Dylan Volantis will likely pitch tomorrow, but he's not going to start. So they might just want to get him some work. Right? They don't want to give him a full 2 weeks off between the regular season finale and the NCAA tournament. So they're going to try to throw him out there, but starting pitching advantage, you would think, leans towards Arkansas in this game. And
yes.
I'm just fascinated to see how seriously Texas takes this entire event. Now, Jim Schlossnagel yesterday held a media availability, and the first question he was asked was, what do you want to get out of this conference tournament? And here was his response.
Win it. Yeah, I want to win it. Win it under the right circumstances, under the right, within the right framework, I guess. I don't think you ever want to get used to losing or anything like that. I think it's good for us to stay sharp. I think it's good for our hitters to get competitive at bats. I think it's good for some guys who haven't pitched in a while to get super important innings. So within the right framework of what we're trying to do with the pitching, we're going to stay there as long as we can. And it's fun. I mean, it's awesome. I can't wait to get there. It feels weird to watch the other games on TV. Having been a part of so many great conference tournaments in different conferences, I don't like being here and not being there. It's more fun to be there.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to frame it all that. I just tell me, no, we're going to win. You can, well, you know, we understand what you mean with the other stuff. We got that. I know you want to get somebody this. You want to get some sharp batting. Just say you want to win. You don't have to explain. You don't have to explain a bunch.
Well, him like saying he wants to win, that's one thing. But everything he explained tells me he cares way more about everybody staying healthy than actually winning.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather hear the win part and give me the reasons why you want to win this game.
Well, if their objective was to win, Dylan Volantis would be starting tomorrow, not coming out of the bullpen. Right? Like, if their objective was to win, it'd be Volantis, it'd be Luke Harrison, it'd be Ruger Riojas starting the three games.
I want to keep momentum over the next couple of weeks. I don't want to lose and then try to gather myself even for, you know, Omaha or regionals and stuff like that. I want to win. I want to keep winning. That's what I want to do.
I mean, of course, I would like to win too, but I think, and Jim Schlossnagel kind of gave you a peek behind the curtain there. His bigger priority is making sure that, you know, guys who need some extra time off are going to get some extra time off, and they're not going to overexert somebody in the name of a conference tournament game, like, because they know they have bigger fish to fry. So you're never going to tell your team, like, we're not here to win. He's not going into the locker room, and he's like, yeah, don't even try out there. Like, let's just get back home and focus on the NCAA tournament. But, like, he didn't stop. He could have stopped after saying, no, we're here to win. He's like, oh, but we want to win this way, and we want to make sure we're doing this, this, and this, which I agree with Schloss. I'm not dunking on him. But, like, that's the way I think Texas is going to approach it. Of course, they'd like to win three games. That's a conference title. You get a trophy. You get hats. You get shirts. That's all great. But this weekend pales in comparison to the next few weekends coming.
Yeah, I think your team gets your message. Depending on how you present it to the public, they already know the message behind the scenes. But when you publicly put it out, except for just here's what certain things we want to do. Just tell them how you want to win. We want to win this. We need the momentum. We always want to win. But that's what every coach is going to say. We always want to win. But at what price? I don't know. This guy's a little tired. I want to win, but he's been a little tired, so I got to be careful. Just tell me you want to win, and I'll take it from there, and we'll see how you play. But I think there's a certain message gets sent to your team the way you say it also. But as I said, because they already know behind the scenes what they're trying to do.
Yeah, look, I expect the Texas lineup to start, right? Your usual suspects. Hopefully Aiden Robbins is back in the lineup. He was dealing with that stomach bug last weekend, but he's back on the practice field. So he's going to play, you know, Carson Tinney, Anthony Pack Jr. The bats will be there.
No, they're not getting a rest.
Now, Ethan Mendoza, Jim Schlossnagel did tell us yesterday that Mendoza's still not going to be playing the field, dealing with that shoulder injury he suffered in the Tennessee series, but he's going to be batting. He'll be the DH this week. So, yeah, your usual suspects will be in there 1 through 9, but with the pitching staff, again, Dylan Volantis is not going to start. Here's Schloss. He was asked about Ruger Riojas and the plan for him and just kind of the plan for the pitching staff in general. It kind of leads you to believe that it's not going to be your typical SEC weekend out there in Hoover.
Yeah, I don't anticipate Ruger pitching. It's not out of the question, but I don't anticipate Ruger pitching. But the other guys will pitch. Yeah, at some point, whether it be in a starting role or out of the bullpen, haven't quite decided yet.
It's not that you're not anticipating him. He ain't pitching.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised. Even if Texas does get to the conference title game on Sunday, I still don't think we'll see Ruger Riojas at any point, which I'm fine with. Get him right. Get him ready to go for the postseason, because that stuff
he's
matters.
He's obviously not right, so you don't even want to take any chances. Yeah. That one you understand.
Schloss was talking about, you know, later in the press conference, I think it's this cut right here. He was just asked, okay, like, what do you want to figure out about your team this weekend? And he starts talking about all the guys that he wants to see. Here was the head coach.
I don't know that we're trying to figure out anything. I just would like to see guys like Rogers and Higgins. Higgins, that was big for him the other day to throw so well. I'd like to get Bang in the game, play one of the games. I'd like to get Hamilton in the game. I don't know who I'm missing, but Flores, like to get those guys, you know, in the games, because again, we're going to need everybody, and we may, you know, we may want to see one of the starting pitchers in a relief role, because, you know, if you got deep into it and you had to bring a guy back on super short rest, then it would probably be out of the bullpen. And if somebody hasn't done that in a while, then we'd like to see maybe see them.
Yeah. I want to see guys I haven't seen a lot of that may be able to help us out.
Yeah, look, and Max Grubbs being out for the year, like Schloss would like to find another bullpen arm or two to replace him. But like those first four or five names that he mentioned, those are guys who haven't pitched in high leverage spots in a long time.
Right.
So he's talking about like those guys getting more of the work versus a Sam Cozart or a Brett Crossland or, you know, Hayden LaFeu or Thomas Burns.
Can one of those guys help me out? Can they add to what we have? That's what he's looking for.
Which I agree with that strategy. Again, I don't want it to come off as like I disagree with Schloss here. It's just to me that I don't expect – I mean, last year Texas started Ethan Walker in their lone SEC tournament game against Tennessee. Ethan Walker's not a starter. He's like a you know, middle relief guy for this Texas team. And it was clear to me that, all right, we don't care that much about Hoover. I think that's kind of the way they're going to approach this from a pitching standpoint as well. So who knows? Maybe they could still win. That'd be even better to brag about as if, oh, man, Dylan Valantis pitched one inning the entire weekend. Ruger Riojas didn't pitch at all. And we still won the SEC tournament against you suckers. That'd be great.
That'd be nice.
But that just, again, priorities, bigger fish to fry. Next weekend's the big fish fry, not this weekend. One more here from Jim Schlossnagel. He was asked about some changes coming to the dish. Sounds like the Longhorns might be adding some temporary seating for the postseason. And Texas has done this before, and there are plenty of teams around the country who do this. Bigger games, sell more tickets, make more money. Everybody knows. Here's Jim Schlossnagel. He was asked about some changes that could be happening to UFCU Dish Falk Field starting next weekend.
Yeah, I think what they're building there is a kind of a party deck type thing that'll be sponsored by someone. And then I don't know if they're selling the whole thing as like you can buy it for each individual game or buy it for the day or if you can buy individual seats. But I think it's a great little precursor for what over the course of time, what I would love to see out there, which is I'd like to see some level of seating or walkway or just a way to get, you know, more people in the outfield, you know. And I know Chris Del Conte, you know, wants the same thing. We have some limitations with the streets and space, but I think it's a good precursor to maybe gauge interest from people and see what they think. But I love it. Drew Martin, who, you know, is one of our associate athletic directors, it's kind of his baby, and he's done a great job with it. I've seen the mock-ups of what it's going to look like, and so super excited about it.
Yeah, don't mess with the salamander, whatever you do.
The who?
The salamander. The environmentalists, we can't mess with the salamander of the roads and things like that. So just be careful.
Is that a nickname for someone, or you're actually concerned about salamanders?
We're always concerned about the salamanders in the Austin area.
I don't think I've ever heard you say the word salamander in your life.
Yeah, we worry about that little varmint in our creeks and our streams. So anytime you have construction, you always have to worry about the salamander in the Austin and surrounding area. You should know that. You've been here long enough by now. You went to school here.
I did go to school here. I didn't go to class very much. I was I forgot
you were just, you weren't a student or a student athlete. You just went to class every once in a while. I don't even know what you call that. You're a participant.
I was a drinker.
Okay. I was a drunkard that roamed around campus.
Yeah, I was an intramural ref, and I was a drinker. Those were my student athlete. Those are the terms that we give to the baseball team, the football team, basketball, softball, whatever. I was a intramural ref and a drinker.
That's great.
Those were my pronouns, if you will.
Oh, my goodness.
Are salamanders big problems here? I legitimately don't know. You got to worry about them.
Anytime you do a road, anytime you do anything near the aquifer and all that stuff, you have to worry about that little creature. He'll tell you how the environment's going to go. And when he starts to disappear, things aren't going to be good.
Are you talking to these little creatures now?
It's like the Geico dude. Oh, is he a salamander? He's not a salamander. He's a... What is that thing? He's a chameleon, right?
He's a gecko.
Okay. Yeah. It's gecko, salamander. They all look the same to me.
The Geico gecko.
Or they all look alike.
Oh, my God. All of them are the same, huh? All varmints are the same.
They all look alike to me.
Is that what you're saying? Oh gosh. Yeah, we'll see. I'm curious what they have in mind. Obviously, the street leading up to that parking garage makes
things. He wants a patio. Cool. He wants patio seating.
It talked about a party deck. I mean, it's not flat. Like, you've been to the Dish. Everybody who's been to the Dish knows beyond the left field wall, it's not like just a flat landscape surface. You get that downward angle. So curious how this party deck is going to look. And is it going to be like the Yeti Yard where it's kind of free, first come, first served? Is it going to be for students only? Is it, you know, paid ticket, or do you literally just go and you can watch the game out there for free? I'm pretty fascinated to hear what they have in mind. And I love it. I love the idea. Try to get more fans in the ballpark for the biggest games of the year. This team deserves it. They've earned the right to host a regional and a super regional. We'll find that out for sure when the bracket comes out on Monday. But I think this will be cool, especially if they're giving out beer or something out there. Now we're talking.
I've been here for over 30 years. I have not yet come in contact with a salamander at Barton Springs or water areas around Central Texas. I have not moved any rocks. I've seen a crayfish here or there, but I've never seen a salamander.
Is a crayfish the same as a crawfish?
Yeah, they're the same.
You're just saying it different?
Well, to me, they're crayfish.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, the Barton Springs salamander, that's its own breed.
Wow.
They're endangered, though.
Got to be careful.
So you're telling me the environment's not in a good spot.
Well, the less of them, I don't know what it is. I don't know what they shoot out, salamander sperm or whatever. I don't know. Maybe we need that in the environment. I don't know what it is that keep those things. If they're alive, the environment's good.
How are they endangered if they're shooting out all that sperm everywhere?
I don't know. They must need more.
I guess.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
You're shooting it out because there's no other salamanders to shoot it in. Is that what you're?
I've never understood that. I understand a little bit about the warbler or the seals or whatever, but I never understood about the salamander and what we needed for those little dudes.
And we have,
or the gecko or any of those.
Yeah, is he going to be hanging out at the baseball game now? I'm not sure what's going on with this segment anymore. I mean, you and I, we go off the rails and we'll talk about random stuff. I don't know if there's ever been a topic where we know less about that we've talked about than this.
We need an environmentalist to tell us really about what that salamander is all about. What is it that salamander produces that we need so many of them?
We got to get the Bobs from Office Space to say, what would you say you do here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about the salamanders. I'm thinking about partying, all right? I want the party deck. Salamanders can go move somewhere else. Get away
from now. Here they come. Here they come. Save Muni's coming up now. Now that we talked about the salamander, that's what's coming next. Save Muni.
Yeah, well, that's what you get on this show. Salamander sperm talk. You don't find that anywhere else. You're welcome, kids.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So there you go. Texas baseball tomorrow again, 3:00 against Arkansas, the old Southwest Conference rivals. You know, Dave Van Horn, the head coach of Arkansas, his roots go all the way back to the Southwest Conference. He's got some deep hate for Texas. I think he really cares about beating Texas every time these teams play. Texas, the better team, the higher seed, the higher ranked team, but Arkansas throwing their best pitcher, Texas seemingly not as serious about winning, at least when it comes to the starting pitching decision. So we'll see how this thing plays out tomorrow. All right. In a moment, we will get to the BBK news. We are also 100 days away from week zero of the college football season. Get some random college football nuggies here as well. BBK news, though, we've got the most popular baby names of 2025 and a California mayor arrested for something that I couldn't believe when I read. But before we go anywhere else, how about another round of sponsor shout outs?
Hat Creek Burger Company is proud to be a place where you can come in hungry and leave full. That's no doubt about that. 30 locations throughout the state of Texas, great playgrounds for kids and happy hour for the adults. And folks, Hat Creek Burger Company has the big hat. They got the little hat. They've got all the great shakes that you're looking for. They got the fries. Since speaking of nuggies, they got the nuggies. I had the nuggies the other day, delicious nuggies at Hat Creek Burger Company. We love the folks over there, and do get an opportunity to try that. I tried the strawberry shake, BK. I don't know if you've had the strawberry yet. The strawberry shake with the whipped cream on top and the cherry, delicious. get a large. That's what I do when I go. I get a large, get myself some nuggies, get my belly full. But I am now a double eater now. I can eat a double burger, folks. I've grown. I have grown to be able to eat a double burger there, a Big Hat. No longer do I go to the single kid's meal. I go to the Big Hat and nuggies now. Gotta love it.
What's your weight? Are you at 160 yet? What's the deal?
154.
The little 150.
Man. I can't do three meals a day. I just can't do. I do these protein shakes now even. I still can't. I can't get enough. I move around too much. I can't stand still. I can't get fat. I just can't get fat.
I'm going to start calling you Alan Jackson. You're the little man.
I am. I really am.
Maybe Marlon, wasn't that a Wayans Brothers movie, The Little Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was an awful movie.
Start calling you Marlon.
I am. I am the little man. I just can't. I can't break 157, 158. That I get there. And then if I just decide not to, I miss a meal. Bam. That's it.
Yeah.
Got to try something. I got it. You know, and me, and I don't eat a lot of fried foods. I don't do a lot of, like, you know, I don't mess around with fried chicken. You know, I eat baked chicken. Probably need a little bit more grease on my fingers. Probably need a little bit more barbecue with barbecue sauce. Don't do a lot of that. So that's why, thank you to Wayne Miller. I still got his chicken hanging around. The barbecue chicken from last Friday. I still got at least close to a dozen pieces I'm about to devour. They have to be gone by the weekend.
That's awesome. Shout out to Hat Creek. Shout out to AV Consultations, too. Speaking of the weekend, so many great sports happenings coming up this weekend. Conference tournaments in college baseball, super regional round in college softball. Of course, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs are at the best part.
Do we have a lull in golf? Is this a lull in golf week, PGA? The PGA
they're at the Byron Nelson this weekend.
Oh, that's right. They're up in Dallas. That's right.
Up in Dallas this weekend. So
Scotty Spieth, they'll be there at home.
They will be there. Yeah, no Eagles fans allowed this weekend.
Yes.
Plenty of them last week at Aronimink. But, hey, AV Consultations, look, the sports never stops. And if you want your home to be the place to be for all the sports all year round, call AV Consultations. Stop spending your time and money driving around to the sports bars, driving around to friends' houses, driving around to in-laws' places. Gas is pretty expensive these days. Make your home the place to be for the sports, for the movies, for the TV shows all year round. Big screens, home theater rooms. If you want the man cave like I have, patio setups, it doesn't matter. They can do it all. Plus surround sound speakers. They do whole home lighting. They do surveillance systems to keep you and your loved ones safe. Anything technology related that's going to elevate your home to another level, AV Consultations can hook you up. I know that because they've hooked me up multiple times, and they've hooked up thousands of Central Texans since 1988. All you have to do is give them a call, 512-255-8678. Go online, avconsultations.com.
Nice.
And McCall Custom Homes as well. Mike McCall and his great team. They're coming out to your place today. Have they already been
there?
Could
be today, yeah. Could be today coming to fix the fence.
There you go. They're the best at what they do. Custom home builds, custom home remodels, kitchens, bathrooms, you name it. McCall Custom Homes can do it. An Austin-based company. It's a father-son team with more than four decades of combined experience here in Central Texas. So they know what it takes to turn a Central Texas home into something truly special. Free estimates for listeners of this show. Just go to their website, McCallCustomHomesATX.com, and fill out the form, and boom, they'll get in contact with you. You can also look at the gallery of jobs they've done at their website as well. Or you could just call or text our guy, Mike McCall, directly. It's the number we reach out to him on, 512-633-9580. That's a sell. Hit him up, and he will take care of you.
So during the course of this day, we got Aaron Rodgers saying he's done after this year, and a Ricky Williams birthday. Wow. A
couple of the great drugsmen of our generation.
Drugsmen, pharmacists.
Yeah, are we going pharmacists with those two?
Yes.
Those guys combined. We know Ricky's always been a weed first guy, but I'm sure he's tried some crazy drugs. Guys combined, I'd love to know what their catalog of substances that they've tried.
My goodness. But Aaron Rodgers is truly done, folks. There will not be any talk of, well, I'm going to think about it a little while. No, he's going out with the rocking chair. New Oldsmobile, nice new Oldsmobile. Somebody's going to give it to him at a stadium. Somebody, he's getting his stuff. You know, on the way out, that dude's getting his stuff.
What if he has a great season?
No, he's done. That's it, BK. Don't try that. He's not coming back. No, he's not finding the fountain of youth. He's done. He's going to go with his wife and have some wife time.
Oh, right. His wife that doesn't exist. Yes. Forgot about the wife that doesn't exist, but don't ask him about her because he'll be really upset. Why are you guys trying to dig into my personal life? I only talk about myself all the time, but you're not allowed to talk about me. Don't do that. Oh, I'm not going to miss him. God, I wish he was done.
Valid Hall of Famer, instant Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's for sure. I wish he was already in the Hall of Fame already, because that would mean I wouldn't have to talk about him as often as I do. Very wow. Annoying. 100 days away from week zero of the college football season, by the way. Just a nice round number there. The biggest game on that Saturday, August 29th, the final Saturday of the month of August, TCU and North Carolina in Dublin. Bill Belichick, year two. There's been so many other things going on in college football that we've just not talked about him a lot, but that's still a huge storyline, right? The greatest NFL coach of all time trying to figure it out in college while dating a 14-year-old or whatever she is.
And he is truly coming back for another season.
He's back for another season. We'll see if he makes it through the year. You also have NC State versus Virginia in Brazil on that day. So an Ireland game and a Brazil game.
Yeah, and nobody cares about that one.
The ACC. Yeah, send them further away. Brazil's not far enough.
No, it's not far enough.
They put them in Antarctica or something. That's it. All right, we'll get to the BBK news here. How about this, Buck? We've got a list of the most popular baby names in 2025. The top 10 male and top 10 female baby names. And this is compiled from Social Security card applications submitted at birth. So this is...
All right. Let me ask you this. Has Brad and Michael made any of... Are they in the top 10 for males at least?
No.
What?
Neither of our names made the cut. Come on, you got to remember, people are different these days.
Oh, they are. I know that.
The common names like Michael and Bradley. I mean, Michael's, I think, one of the most common names in the world. It's not as popular as they used to be, apparently. So I'm going to have you guess here. Just shout out some names.
Thomas.
10 for males, 10 for females. No Thomas.
No Thomas?
No Thomas.
Ann.
Ann? What is this, the 1850s?
Well, you said, I mean, that's still a popular name. Ann.
No Ann.
Anita.
Anita Cox?
No.
No Anita.
John.
I'll give you a few more guesses here.
Luke, Paul, Matthew, John, George, Luke. Ringo.
Luke, Paul, Matthew, John, four buzzer sounds.
Really?
Really. All right, we'll go 10 through 1. You want to start with the guys or the gals first?
Just start with the guys.
Start with the guys. All right. Lucas.
I said Luke, Matthew, but Lucas.
Lucas.
Okay.
William is number 9.
Yeah, Billy, he's still around. Good.
That one makes sense. That one's been around forever. Mateo.
What?
Number 8.
Is that a Spanish name, Mateo?
Sure. I think he was more French. Well, Mateo is Matthew in Spanish, right?
I think so.
So there's
I heard of Mateo. Okay.
Right there. We're going Mateo this time. Number 7, Elijah.
Okay.
Biblical name right there.
Ricky's got a son named Elijah.
There you go. Number 6, James.
Should have said that. Got to have a Jim. Got to have a Jim. Jamie. James.
I'm surprised you didn't guess that one. Number 5, Henry.
Everybody's got a Hank.
Is Henry a Bible name, or is that just an old king name in England?
I think that's just an old king, Hank the Spank.
Oh, is that what they called him? Hank with the Spank Bank.
Yes.
Number 4, you said Thomas. This is pretty close. Theodore. I feel like some people go from Theodore to Thomas. No, am I making that up?
Did you just make that up?
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't know a Theodore. I know Thomas. I don't know a Theodore. As a matter of fact, I've never, only Theo I've known is Theo Huxtable.
Okay. Did you know him?
No, I didn't really know him, but that's the only name that comes up. I didn't have a friend. I never had a friend named Theo or that I would have claimed was my friend.
I was more of a Claire guy myself, but that's okay. One of my good buddies had a Theo last year. A lot of my friends are having kids now, are at that age, and it's like some of these names.
They threw a Theo down at him.
There's a Theo. Yeah, there's a Theo in there for sure. Top three most popular boys' names in 2025. Oliver, number three.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that to a kid, but that's okay. Yeah, my kid.
Noah, number two, biblical.
My granddaughter's name. Granddaughter.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I know a couple of female Noahs, typically without the H at the end of that, right?
Yeah.
And then number one, the most popular male baby name, 2025. You would have never guessed this with a million tries.
Somalia.
Oh, you got it right.
No, get out.
No. Somalia, the country?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, considering how ridiculous some names are these days, maybe that's not that ridiculous of a guess. Liam.
Liam?
Liam. L-I-A-M.
I think that's English and Irish. Yeah, that's Liam.
Liam. Huh. Liam Hemsworth, Liam Payne, Liam Neeson. I think I'm out of Liams that I know.
Yeah, but Theodore and Leon, I don't get a lot of Leons anymore.
Not a lot of Leons. That didn't make the cut. So there's your list of boy names. No Sam in there.
No Sam?
No.
No Franklin? Other? No Franklin or Frank?
No Franklin or Frank.
Frankie.
No Michael.
There's no Michael. What's wrong? What's up with society here?
No Robert. No Bob.
No Bob.
We've lost.
No Rob lost from Boston. No we've Boston lost. Rob.
We've lost our way. Now we go to the girls' names here.
Oh boy, look out.
You want to guess any of these before we just run through this list?
I'm going to venture to say there's no Sally.
There's no Sally.
Sarah's got to be in there though.
No Sarah.
What?
That's the biggest theme is like some of the most popular names in the world. They're not on this list for males or females. There's no Sarah. There's no Rachel. There's no Rebecca.
Like I said, there's no Anne. There's no Annabelle. No Anne's.
No Anne's. No Carly. I'm trying to think of like the most popular girl names for people that I know. Danielle.
Okay, what are their names? What's their most? Buster?
Yeah, Busta Rhymes is actually number one. Good guess. Georgina Foreman is on. No, top 10, 10 through 1. Eliana?
That's too much. That's way too much.
You're trying too hard with that one.
Yeah.
Like, tone it down a little bit. Emily's fine. You don't need Eliana. Emily's fine. Elizabeth is fine.
Or Ella, whatever.
Sophia with an F, number 9. Evelyn, number 8.
Oh, hell, if you're saying these, Gretchen's got to be in there somewhere then.
Well, Evelyn, yeah, I thought Evelyn died off years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't realize anybody under the age of 60 was named Evelyn.
Yeah.
I guess that's making a comeback. Isabella, number 7.
I'm all right with that. Elizabeth, Lizzie.
Isabella, I guess.
They'll call her Liz or Lizzie or whatever, yeah.
There's no L. All right, whatever. Mia, what about number
Lisa?
6.
Lisa.
No Lisa on here. Yeah. Mia is number 6.
Lots of Mias. I've heard a lot of Mias lately. Yeah.
Sophia with the PH is number 5. So you had Sophia with an F and Sophie. So a lot of Sophias or Sophie out there. Amelia, number 4.
Amelia?
You need women to fly more planes or something?
I guess.
What's the deal?
What about number Veronica? 3. Where's Veronica at?
No Veronica in there. Number 3 is Emma.
Emma? Sort of like Ella, Emma. Yeah, I got those.
Number 2, what was that broad with the web? That old spider? That old kids movie with the web?
I don't know. I don't know. What is
Charlotte?
It?
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, Charlotte is number two.
I thought that would have faded out. And that's well, back.
I know Con Knipple had a good year, but I wouldn't name my daughter after the basketball team he plays for. Charlotte. That's another one that I thought you had to be 60 plus to have.
Yeah, I thought that would be gone by now.
And then number one, maybe you did say this. If you did, I'm sorry. Most popular female name in 2025, Olivia. Grace.
Olivia?
Olivia.
No Grace in there?
No Grace in there. No one has any Grace these days.
Why are they trying to make it so hard?
I don't know.
Olivia. Okay. Those are names, like you say, when you say Charlotte and Olivia, I thought those would have been gone years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of these are short names, a lot of old school names, but, you know, there's your list right there. Mateo is the biggest surprise, the fact that that is in the top 10 anywhere. Like, I don't know. No one caught me off guard, but there is your list right there.
No Anthony's? No Tony's?
No Tony's. No Anthony's. And Sopranos. I'm telling you, man, it's different. People gotta be original, I guess. There's no Sevens, there's no Sodas for you Seinfeld fans out there. None of them.
Yeah, and then they want to mess with the spelling. They want to make it as difficult as they can.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a basic name guy.
Yeah, I am too.
Easy to pronounce, easy to spell. That's the way
I screw my kids' birthdays up enough. I don't need to. I mean, I know I have to put that on the refrigerator door to know when they're born still, even now. But I don't need to mess around with names.
What are your kids' names?
Veronica, Jordan, Aaron, and Kyle.
Okay. Veronica's a bit unique, I guess. The other three, though, I mean, you went pretty basic.
Pretty basic. But, you know, I have the one adopted one, so I threw my name in the middle of his. So it'd be Kyle Michael.
There you go. Nicely done.
But other than that, no. My grandkids are like Noah and Ellis.
Ellis?
Ellis, yes. My other granddaughter's name is Ellis.
Is a first name?
Yeah.
For a female?
Yep. And the boy is Brooks.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard of Ellis as a first name for a female before.
My other one is Oakley and Hayden.
Charles Oakley?
Oakley's different.
Oakley is different too. Huh. All right. Well, they're being creative. They're being unique. I'll refrain from commenting because they're
their grandkids. Well, my daughters are weird anyway, so.
I was worried they were listening. I don't want to bash them, but you did. I guess we're
It wasn't like when I grew up, just brother Steven, other brother Edward, you know.
Yeah. The basic names are gone.
Kenneth.
I was looking for DeBrickishaw on here somewhere.
No.
That did not. That's still the best name of all time, DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
Charlotte is a lot. That's going deep.
It's going deep right there. All right, final story before we get out of here today. I saw this headline. I was blown away. We might have to spend more time in the future talking about this in more detail. Headline, California mayor charged with acting as illegal agent for China.
Ooh.
Eileen Wang. Good name. The sister of Eileen Yu Lick, I believe. The mayor of Arcadia, California. She was charged last week with acting as an illegal foreign agent for China. And she agreed to plead guilty.
What?
She resigned from her position last week. And according to the details of this story or of these allegations, starting in late 2020, Wang and a guy by the name of Yao Ning Sun, who went by Mike, they worked together to operate a website called U.S. News Center that purported to be a news source for the local Chinese American community. Apparently, they received and executed directives from the People's Republic of China government officials to post pro-PRC content on the website. And they sometimes sought approval from PRC government officials to circulate other PRC content. So they were basically circulating this pro-Chinese government propaganda here in the States. And
yes, they should be. There'll be some ICE representatives knocking at their door very shortly.
She basically told people that she was working for the PRC.
Man.
So she like fessed up to this. It's like, yep, no, I was working for them. And
no, you don't even get deported on this one. You probably just go to prison.
I think so. Right there. So yeah, we'll deep dive more into that. But yeah, a mayor of a city in California was an illegal foreign agent working on behalf of the Chinese government. I'm curious if she was, I don't know, somehow doing some stuff that would F with America. Small town, California, probably not enough power for that.
No.
But there you go. Just
cashing in on some local cash from overseas.
Nicely done here, CB. Holy Fook. Something is wrong with her.
Something is wrong.
You know what? That feels like an excuse for us to play this before we get out of here. Yes, it does. It is Throwback Thursday, after all.
Determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each.
Someone actually did that.
That's not
AI generated. That's a real person that screwed that up.
Someone did it, man. They ran with it.
And some producer got fired because they're the ones who got in trouble for that.
Some intern, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you got to give it to the intern. You got to put that one on the intern.
Something went very wrong there.
Wee Tu Lo is the best.
Yeah. I mean, how did they? Holy Fook? Really? Wasn't the giveaway?
Right off the bat.
Way to go, Eileen Wang. Way to go. All right. Before we get out of here, the randomizer is.
Oh, yeah.
Making an appearance. Easy, girl.
Somebody's got to work.
Congrats to Longhorn Bear.
Good job, Bear.
The winner of our $50 Cabo Bob's gift card texted in. Good morning, BK and Bucky. Choose me for Cabo Bob's. Thanks. Well, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank the randomizer. It wasn't us. Don't ever ask us. Ask the randomizer.
We're just like the mullet open raffle. Yeah. Just pull the name out and say the name that's on the piece of paper. Can't read it? Guess what? We move right along. You gone.
We're just merchants here. It's the randomizer's world. We're all living in it.
That's right.
All right. Well, that will do it for a Thursday show. Y'all enjoy the holiday weekend. I think we are taking off tomorrow. So y'all enjoy the long holiday weekend.
Be safe, folks. A lot of people hitting the roads. A lot of people, it doesn't matter the gas prices. They're on the roads. They may not be in the planes, but they're driving around to places.
Yeah. Be safe out there. Be smart. And remember what this holiday is all about. I know everyone's going to be hanging out, grilling, chilling with friends, maybe hitting the lake, hitting the pool. But think of those who lost their lives defending our freedoms back here.
Absolutely.
In the States. Buck, you always do a tremendous job giving a shout out to the soldiers. And obviously shout out to our active military and our veterans too. But yeah, for those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, paid the ultimate price, we thank you and your families for your
Absolutely.
Service. For sure. Who knows? Maybe we'll get more.
Have a safe weekend. You be careful out there yourself because you'll be moving around too. Know me. I'll be in my car.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I need you people off the road because I need to be in my car.
Yeah, that's why. You're not trying to be nice and like give a nice safety message for everybody. It's clear the roads because I'm going to be driving.
Absolutely.
Don't slow me down. I got places to be.
Why are you slowing me down on my vacation?
Babies to shake and hands to kiss or whatever the expression is. I think that will do it. All right, y'all enjoy the holiday weekend. Thank y'all for tuning in. And we'll be back on Tuesday.
Welcome.